Maxine Nightingale turns on to radio. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I'll be talking with Maxine next on Record Report, brought to you by Certz and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment, because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Certz keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, Certz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certz. Even after the candy's gone, Certz with retin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, yeah, Certz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
As was the case with the Doobie Brothers earlier this summer, Atlanta Rhythm Section has gone through a slight personnel change. But unlike the Doobies, who lost both their drummer and a guitarist, drummer Robert Nix was the only ARS member to part company with the band. The reason given for the split was artistic differences between Nix and longtime Atlanta Rhythm Section producer Buddy Bewey. According to one source, their falling out wasn't a friendly one. Nix and Bewey were reportedly nearly involved in a fight in the recording studio. Replacing Nix in the group is Atlanta session drummer Roy Yeager. Getting signed to a recording contract is becoming tougher and tougher, with most of the record companies tightening their respective financial belts. So, besides just good music, prospective artists that have something unique to catch the ears of the record company judges usually have an advantage. In the case of Rob Grill, it was his work as lead singer for one of the most successful groups in the late 60s and early 70s, the Grassroots. His demo tape was also a cut above most others sent to the record companies. On it, Grill was backed by Fleetwood Mac members Lindsey Buckingham, Mick Fleetwood, and John McVie. Grill, by the way, was recently signed to a recording contract. Besides her hit single, Lead Me On, Maxine Nightingale's new album contains material by Ray Parker of the group Radio. He's someone Maxine says was both a pleasure and a pain to work with.
I think I will reveal Ray in his true colors. He deserves it. He's a bad person, son. No, he's not a bad person. He's a nice guy, but he's very cheeky. He wrote, three songs? I think three tracks on the album.
Maxine says it was one particular song that caused the problems.
One of the songs was a song called Girl in Me, and he originally just came in and he put the rhythm track down with various other members from Radio.
Girl in Me came into the session incomplete and is a different song.
We went through the songs and they were all there, except for Girl in Me he didn't have the lyrics for. And it was going to be, what were we going to call it? I wrote a song for you, and we had all these lyrics worked out and bits and pieces. He said, I'll go home and finish it. And he came back with a song about a young girl, you know, and I really had to sort of reprogram myself for singing it. It was fun, though. He's real good.
Well, the reprogramming was successful, and with a bit of luck, Maxine Nightingale won't be led on by Ray Parker if they work together at the next recording session. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. An ex-member of Jefferson Starship puts a new group on the launching pad. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have that story and more next on Record Report, brought to you by Certz and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment, because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Certz keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, Certz keeps on working.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certz. Even after the candy's gone, Certz with retin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yeah, Certz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
After almost 8 months forced layoff, the ex-drummer from Jefferson Starship is making a musical comeback. John Barbata suffered serious injuries in an automobile accident at the beginning of the year. Now, this led to his being replaced in the Starship by Ainsley Dunbar. Barbata's been working on a demo tape with a Northern California group called the Mendocino All-Stars. Besides just Barbata, the group features ex-Boz Scaggs keyboardist Ozzy Allers. Barbata's also reportedly considering offers to tour with backup bands for Olivia Newton-John and Booker T. Jones. Several stories on Record Report during the past few months have told about the millions of dollars the sale of records and tapes earned in 1978. But did you ever wonder just how many actual items the people who spent all that money had to choose from? Well, the Recording Industry Association of America apparently did. Their research shows that last year, more than 3,100 new singles were released. That includes 160 12-inch singles. Almost 4,200 new LPs were released the same year. New cassette releases for 1978 numbered slightly more than 3,000, and 2,500 new 8-track tapes hit the market during the same period. Songwriter Moon Martin's biggest hit song so far is a tune called Bad Case of Lovin' You. It appears not only on his first album, but also on the latest LP by Robert Palmer. And it's Palmer that has the hit single with Martin's song. But Moon says Palmer's success with Bad Case will boost both careers.
If it's a hit, it makes a lot of money, and all the things that go with that, and plus, it makes Capitol feel, which is my record label, it makes them feel a little more secure in putting money for promotion behind me. They don't feel so nervous about it.
Martin feels record company promotional support may now be less of an individual project.
One person does not have to take the responsibility of dropping the bucks behind Moon Martin. They can all agree that I have hit material now because of the Robert Palmer single.
Moon Martin's version of Bad Case of Lovin' You wasn't released as a single. How does he compare it with Palmer's?
I can't say that mine's better than his at all. I like his voice so well that it's even hard for me to say that mine's is good. But certainly, I feel that it would still would have been a hit had it been released.
Well, whatever hit songs are taken from his second album, Escape from Domination, Moon Martin says he's going to try and make sure they're also performed by Moon Martin. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. A Journey concert comes to a rocking end, and A Taste of Honey say they don't pretend. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have those stories and more next on Record Report, brought to you by Certs and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples. Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, working, even after the candy's gone. Yes, it keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, Certs keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
It was almost three strikes, no, make that three booms, and the group Journey was out during their recent concert at the Swing Auditorium in San Bernardino, California. The first bang of the night occurred when someone from the audience threw a large firecracker on stage. It landed at the feet of guitarist Neil Schon, but a potential disaster was averted when an alert stagehand noticed it and kicked it to the side of the stage where it exploded. The second and third big booms of the night didn't have anything to do with the audience or Journey. Two earthquakes measuring 3.2 and 3.7 intensity rocked the Swing Auditorium and the surrounding areas during the concert. Now Record Report takes a look at this week in rock and roll history. 17 years ago this week, John Lennon marries Cynthia Powell in Liverpool. Paul McCartney serves as best man. Security guards use fire hoses on unruly Rolling Stones fans lining up to see the group perform at a Manchester TV station 14 years ago this week. And celebrating birthdays this week are drummer Ginger Baker, his 36th, Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant, his 31st, Queen bassist John Deacon, his 28th, and Ringo Starr's son Jason turns 12 this week. Their million-selling single, Boogie Oogie Oogie, was one of last year's biggest hits, and they won the Grammy Award for Best New Musical Group. But Hazel Payne says people still bother her and her partner in A Taste of Honey, bassist Janice Johnson, about a subject they both feel is silly.
People saying we don't play our instruments, which Janice and I definitely do play our instruments. I've taken formal lessons for guitar, and I've been playing it for 11 years. I definitely play it.
Hazel is equally annoyed with the claim they're only singers.
We have had people come up to us after a live concert and say, you weren't really playing that, were you? That was a tape, wasn't it? I mean, we're standing right there with the instruments plugged up in our hand. Maybe some people think we don't play because we use remote control units, so you don't see the cord going from the instrument all the way to the amplifier.
But Hazel went on to explain why it's necessary to use the wireless guitars.
First of all, we would fall if we get caught up in our dresses. We do wear dresses and long things that hang down, and it gets tangled up in the cord. And so I think maybe that's why some people think that we don't play, but we don't appreciate people saying we're up there faking, because we're not.
A Taste of Honey's new single is called Do It Good, which is how Janice and Hazel want everyone to know they play their guitars. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I'll have the latest news on the Bee Gees and Barbara Streisand next on Record Report. Brought to you by Certs and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment, because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, suits keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yeah, Certs keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Record producer Arif Mardin is seeking more than $1 million in damages from the Bee Gees record company, RSO Records, over the inclusion of the song Jive Talkin' in the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Mardin claims in a suit filed in New York District Court that he produced Jive Talkin' and has not been paid the estimated $500,000 in royalties he's due as a result of Saturday Night Fever's worldwide sales. The suit also charges the album's been available in three versions, one with the Mardin-produced studio version of Jive Talkin', one with a live version of the song he claims he didn't produce, and one with the live version that credits him with the production, which the suit claims has hurt Mardin professionally. Now some Record Report shorts. Tickets for Elton John's 7 concerts at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles sold out faster than any other artist in history at that concert facility. 3 more shows were added, which also sold out immediately. The music industry suffered a loss recently when Van McCoy of the Hustle fame died of a heart attack, and Minnie Riperton succumbed after a long bout with cancer. And the recent layoffs bring the total to 152 record company employees who've been released as various Los Angeles record companies continue to tighten their financial belts. In his capacity as vice president of the First Artist Music Group, Gary Lamell is the executive producer of the soundtrack album from the Barbra Streisand Ryan O'Neill film, The Main Event. The success of the LP, which jumped into the national top 20, is largely due to the inclusion of Barbra's version of the movie's title track. But Gary points out,
it's not totally a Streisand album. It's an album that contains the 12-minute version of the Main Event song, which you can only get if you buy the album. It contains a ballad version of the Main Event, and it contains the AM pop single version of the Main Event, which seems to be a little redundant, except it is interesting because they are three totally different versions.
Gary says the Main Event has taken Barbara's career in another direction.
It's a new area for her. The Main Event is sort of a disco record. She had never done that before, but she didn't really approach it as doing a disco record. She approached it as doing a song that she liked that fit the picture, that happened to have a rhythm that could be called disco.
Well, whatever the album's executive producer Gary Lamell calls it, there's one thing that most people would call it, and that's successful. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. Rock stars crack down on music bootleggers. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have the inside story next on Record Report, brought to you by Sertz and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yes, it keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Sertz. Even after the candy's gone, Sertz with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, Sertz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Many artists have been and will continue to be victims of bootleggers or people who illegally record, manufacture, and sell an artist's records. The FBI and local authorities have been cracking down on a number of the larger bootleg recording operations. And one artist thus far, Bruce Springsteen, has filed suit against a company allegedly marketing illegal recordings of his concerts. Supertramp, of course, is also concerned with making sure only authorized recordings of their music are on the market. But they're using a method that has concert promoters worrying and security forces is hopping. A clause in the Supertramp contract used on their recent concert tour holds a promoter liable for up to $500,000 should a bootleg album appear which was recorded during the show they staged. A New Jersey City Council has done its best to close one of the most popular discotheques in town and keep it closed. And the club's owner has vowed to reopen it in its former capacity. The council voted to lift the club's liquor license a year ago after a fight resulted in the death of one 19-year-old. They also laid down a number of restrictions on the club before their suspended license is renewed. The discotheque is to be converted into a restaurant where no music will be allowed. Drinks are only to be served to patrons sitting at tables, and overcrowding at the club is to be stopped. The club's owner has vowed to fight the council's ruling in court. Thin Lizzy guitarist Gary Moore is both a new member of the group and a veteran. He was part of the outfit that toured the U.S. supporting Thin Lizzy's biggest American hit, The Boys Are Back in Town, from their Jailbreak album.
The last time I was actually in Lizzy was in 1977, which was on the American Queen tour. And that was just a temporary stint. A lot of people thought I was actually in the band then, but I was filling in for Brian Robertson.
After Thin Lizzy's regular guitarist returned, Gary played with a jazz rock group called Coliseum 2, but he says their success was minimal.
The kind of music we were playing wasn't really getting across to the people in England, so I found myself drifting back more and more into rock and roll and everything, and I started doing this solo album.
During the recording of that album, called Back on the Streets, Gary worked with Thin Lizzy leader Phil Lynott on both his and Lynott's solo projects.
We just naturally found that we were working so well together that we should really be in the same band, you know, so we set about, you know, structuring the whole thing so that we could get, you know, back together again on Lizzy. So in July of last year, the opportunity came up again. I left Coliseum, rejoined Lizzy, came over here, did a tour with Lizzy, and then went to Australia, went back to England, and recorded the Black Rose album.
Well, besides just his work as a member of Thin Lizzy, Gary's also trying to get his solo career off the ground. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. Supertramp duplicates their keys to success. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have details on that story and more next on Record Report, brought to you by Sertz and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yes, Suits keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yeah, Certs keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
When you think about it, it's perfectly logical. To celebrate the success of The Logical Song, which was their first number one single in America, and the overwhelming worldwide success of their Breakfast in America LP, the five members of Supertramp decided to buy gifts for themselves. They traveled to their favorite Northern California music store recently, and each purchased a piano. And the pianos were identical, the same make and model. Well, why the uniformity? Well, it seems the piano used when Supertramp recorded The Logical Song last year is also the same model of Wurlitzer purchased at the same store last year. Nigel Olsen was involved in a serious traffic accident recently in Atlanta, where he currently lives. The former drummer for Elton John's band, who scored hits on his own with Dancing Shoes and A Little Bit of Soap, was hospitalized with multiple injuries after the accident, which took the life of another driver. According to the report from the Atlanta police, the accident occurred at an intersection marked with a stop sign. The sign, however, was obscured from Olson's view by bushes and trees. No criminal charges, other than the routine misdemeanor accident charges, have been filed against Olson. For almost as long as he's been performing, the music of Charlie Daniels has been classified as Southern music or Southern boogie, and Charlie himself says there is a certain type of sound many people associate with that label.
What most people call Southern boogie, I think, is the kind of the Allman Brothers sound, which is a it's an old blues sound is actually what it is.
Charlie says lumping the music of so many groups under the same label is a mistake.
Southern music has been described so many different ways and has been applied to so many different bands that there's no set style of Southern music. I mean, I think all the bands sound different. They just happen to be from the same geographical location.
Besides just Southern or Southern boogie, music by musicians from the South has been labeled country rock, progressive country, and a few others, none of which Charlie feels fit the Charlie Daniels band.
I don't particularly care for that either one of those terms. I don't think it aptly describes the music we play, or the music Marshall Tucker plays, for that matter. I don't think it's just too few words to describe a style of music. It has so many influences in it.
Well, whatever people choose to call the latest hit by Charlie Daniels' band, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, it may just turn out to be the group's most successful single ever. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and Blondie will tell you who the real Blondie is next on Record Report. Brought to you by Certs and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it, before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Certs keeps on working, working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, Certs keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yeah, Certs keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
There are water beds for sleeping and liquid-filled insole padding for shoes. And now the latest thing is the liquid dance floor. A New York company has begun marketing the floor in 40 by 40 inch panels. The idea is the same behind the waterbed. The liquid in this case is a composition of oil and colored water-based liquids. It's stored in sturdy but sensitive plexiglass capsules above a lighted steel grid platform. The floor actually changes shape, color, and patterns as dancers step on it. According to a spokesman for the company that manufactures the liquid dance floor, quote, "It reacts to both the beat of the music and to the dancer's individual style." Nassim Record Report shorts, Elton John is finishing the follow-up to his last album, A Single Man, at a recording studio in the south of France. Toto lead guitarist Steve Lukather joined Elton to add some guitar tracks. The Hustle, the number one single from 1975 by the late Van McCoy that sold over 9 million copies worldwide, has been, quote, rebuilt, remixed, and extended to 7 minutes and released as a 12-inch single. And Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Ray Charles, and the big band era star Cab Calloway have signed to appear with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd in the upcoming Blues Brothers movie. Well, the road to success for Blondie seems to have finally come to an end. They've arrived as one of the top groups in the country. Although they have enormous popularity in Europe and other countries around the world, it wasn't until their latest album, Parallel Lines, that Blondie duplicated that success in America. The two hit singles from that LP, Heart of Glass, and their most recent, One Way or Another, both feature Debbie Harry's vocals. And there are those who confuse Debbie and Blondie as one and the same. But guitarist Frank Infante says it's a natural mistake.
Lead singers are, you know, usually always the focal point of a band, you know? I mean, you got Mick Jagger and the Stones. Mick Jagger was always like, you know, there, Johnny Rotten and the Sex Pistols. But after a while, you know, people just get to know what's happening.
A bass player, Nigel Harrison, says all Blondie's members contribute to the group's artistic direction.
Jimmy writes a good deal of the songs, Chris does, you know, Frank, myself. You know, so that's good. It's, you know, there's an equal sharing in the artistic control, you know, of the songwriting and whatever. There is an equal share there. And that's good. You know, there's no real frustration.
With so many writers contributing songs to Blondie's repertoire, it's no wonder their two hits sound so different. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I've got the story of how a pair of Japanese rock stars were translated into a top 30 U.S. hit. Next on Record Report, brought to you by Certz and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Certz keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, Certz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certz. Even after the candy's gone, Certz with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, Certz keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Whales, dolphins, porpoises, and the New York Park Recreation Fund benefited from some time and effort thrown their way by a singer and a rock group in separate benefits recently. Tanya Tucker, who's long been involved in the sea mammal conservation effort, made an appearance at Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida, but it wasn't on the stage. The singer donned a wetsuit and joined two dolphins in their tank to promote the cause. And in New York, the Average White Band turned a regularly scheduled performance into a benefit. The fee for their show in Central Park was donated back to the Parks Recreation Fund. It'll be at least another 2 months until rock and roll echoes inside Kansas City's Kemper Arena again. Since June 4th, when a heavy wind and rainstorm caused the roof of the then unoccupied building to collapse, repairs have been underway to raise the roof and return the arena to normal. But officials have predicted the earliest repairs on the 17,000-seat facility will be completed is November. Several acts were forced to cancel engagements in the area, including Rod Stewart, Peter Frampton, and Yes. And a concert by Kansas, originally scheduled for the Kemper Arena, had to be moved to the 10,000-seat municipal auditorium. The Japanese singing duo Pink Lady has sold close to 20 million records worldwide and scored 8 number one albums in a row in their native country. The first American release, Kiss in the Dark, cracked the top 30. Pink Lady's producer Michael Lloyd says there were some adjustments to be made recording a non-English speaking group.
They do it phonetically. You know, they learn the song, they understand what they're singing, but they still sing it phonetically because they really don't speak English very well.
Michael says the pronunciation of the English lyrics was one of the major problems.
It's a very hard situation when someone is doing a record phonetically because to them, they don't notice quite as much when it's not properly pronounced. So you have to go over it, and you have to go over it and really get it perfect.
Besides just a language barrier, Michael says this particular language barrier made things even more difficult.
Japanese and English is incredibly different. They don't make the same type of sounds. Their mouth doesn't form the same vowels, the same consonants. So to them, it's very alien. And they've done an incredible job singing in a language that's so difficult for them.
That's Michael Lloyd, who produced the first English language album by the Japanese singing duo Pink Lady. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I'll keep you on top of what's happening on the top of the music charts next on Record Report, brought to you by Certs and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's Total Treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yes, Suits keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certs. Even after the candy's gone, Certs with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yes, Certs keeps on working, 30 minutes long.
The producer of the War of the Worlds double album that features a number of well-known contributors has signed to produce two new projects. Jeff's Wayne LP was an updated version of the Orson Welles radio classic about an invasion from Mars. It featured the singing and musicianship of Moody Blues member Justin Hayward, narration by actor Richard Burton, and musical contributions by a number of well-known artists. Wayne's version of the War of the Worlds has been released in Spanish, French, and Italian, in addition to the original English version, and sales have topped 2.5 million worldwide. Wayne's new projects will be two movie soundtracks, McVicker, an upcoming film that'll star Who lead singer Roger Daltrey, and also a 90-minute animated film based on The Hobbit. A training school for disco disc jockeys opens in New York next month. The $400 one-week course will be limited to 10 students per session and will cover all phases of disco disc jockey operation. A disco dance TV program airing in Philadelphia called Studio 2 Review features dancers whose ages range between 18 months and 12 years old. And it had to happen. Bill Lombardo of the Guy Lombardo Clan has recorded a disco version of Auld Lang Syne. Many people think of Denise Williams as only a singer. Her duet with Johnny Mathis, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, was the number one song in the country a year ago, but on her latest single, I've Got the Next Dance, and the entire LP as well, Denise also wrote the songs and co-produced the record. Being her own material, Denise points out,
I conceive the musical ideas. I wrote the songs. I birthed them. So there's an idea that comes to me when I'm writing the song. I have definite ideas about what the music should sound about some parts of what an arrangement should sound like. I don't have the technical knowledge to write it down. And sometimes with my being very, very close to it, it's good that I bring outside people in to give me an objective opinion concerning myself.
Denise says producing an album on her own is still somewhere in the future.
I'm not ready to handle that project of wearing that many hats in the studio. It was good that David Foster, who is an excellent producer, was there with me. It was good that Ray Parker Jr. of radio was there with me to say, Denise, this is good, but it's not so great. Why don't we do a little bit of this? And I need that at this particular time.
Well, with people like Ray Parker and David Foster to learn from and work with, Denise Williams may soon be producing records on her own. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I've got the inside story on how John Stewart turned the music into gold. Next on Record Report, brought to you by Certs and Topex.
A pimple is like a time bomb. It starts deep inside the skin. That's the time to stop it before you see it. There's a medication that helps stop pimples, Topex. We call Topex Total Treatment because it not only helps get rid of pimples fast, Topex can help prevent pimples. Topex works inside to kill acne bacteria that can help make pimples grow. Topex fights pimples you can see and helps prevent pimples you can't see. That's total treatment. Topex. Use Topex as directed.
Suits keeps on working, even after the candy's gone. Yeah, suits keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
Meeting someone in 30 minutes? Take a Certz. Even after the candy's gone, Certz with Retsin is still freshening your breath. 10, 20, even after 30 minutes.
Yeah, Certz keeps on working, working, 30 minutes long.
As the old joke goes, and is told about virtually every city, just in case some Record Report listeners in Cleveland take offense, what's worse than being stuck in Cleveland? Well, Mick Ronson, the veteran guitarist with both Mott the Hoople and David Bowie's band, who's currently backing Ian Hunter, found out recently being stuck in an elevator in Cleveland is worse. He was in that city for the Hunter concert. At the hotel, he made the mistake of crowding into the elevator with the members of the tour's opening act, the Iron City House Rockers, as well as two record company officials. The car stopped between floors, and the passengers were trapped for an hour and a half until they were rescued by firefighters. If the New York club scene is any indication, discotheques, as we've come to know them, may soon have strong competition for patrons from clubs that have been dubbed rock discos. A number of these new clubs, discotheques where rock and roll is the music for dancing instead of disco music, have opened recently around New York City. And not only are the new clubs opening on their own, a number of disco music discos have converted to a rock format, including one of the city's largest, the 2,500 capacity Heat Disco. Some formerly all disco clubs have also begun having rock nights, alternating with their regular music formats. Well, since Gold is the first major hit for Jon Stewart, many people mistakenly believe he's a new artist. He was a member of the Kingston Trio until the early 60s, and he's been performing since then. And, like its author, Gold isn't a new song. And Jon says the favorable response it brings out in people isn't new either.
The audience response to the song was incredible before it was a hit, before it even was on record. And that's why I really felt I had a single, because people would come up after the show, and out of all the songs in the show, they'd say, where can I get that song about turning music into gold? Everywhere I played, people would react to that song as if it were a hit before it was a hit. And that's when I knew I was on to something.
He was right, of course. And Jon says the overwhelming success of Gold has brought about a built-in rush at his concerts.
It's a great feeling to hit those first two notes and have the audience go crazy. That's a great rush. It's a great reinforcement to have that much agreement from that many people, them going, yes, we like what you did. We want to hear it. There's nothing like that feeling. There's nothing. It's addictive.
That's singer, songwriter, and audience response junkie, Jon Stewart. Record Report is written and produced by Lindsay Guerrero, associate producer Steve Rosenthal, engineered by Paul Elmore, executive producer Gary Kleinman. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report.
Hi, I'm Jon Stewart, thanking all you people who turned my music into gold on Robert W. Morgan's Record Report.
Thanks, Jon. Also joining me this week are Maxine Nightingale, A Taste of Honey, Charlie Daniels, Blondie, and Denise Williams. For all the latest news and inside views on what in the world's going on in the world of music on Record Report.
And now here's a message from
Robert W.
Thank you, executive producer Gary Kleinman. First thing, what?
Yeah, I said you're quite welcome.
The first thing I want to mention is our new promo music that we use on our Record Report promos, which Gary actually recorded himself with his group. Tell us about some of the, most people don't know that you're an accomplished musician and writer yourself.
Well, I didn't really record that myself.
You didn't?
No.
Well, who recorded it?
I don't know. We stole it off some album.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
We don't have to pay royalties on that?
Yeah, we probably do.
Oh, okay.
We'll get busted one of these days.
Well, anyway, thank you for finding some great music to steal, Gary.
But no, but it is true. I am an accomplished musician. That is true.
No, the whole thing was untrue, actually. And also, you'll notice, I believe, in it's show 8 in this week's shows, we have the actuality story is with the producer of Pink Lady, which is the very successful Japanese group, which now have their first hit in America, Pink Lady. And as most of you out there on the station level know, Paul Drew, the infamous Paul Drew, manages and promotes the group here in America. Perhaps he's even called you directly and asked you to play, or maybe ask isn't the word, to play Pink Lady's smash. Especially those of you who have worked for Paul, you know, I'm sure he's been on the phone to you, if not an in-person visit. And Paul has asked me to pass this along. For those of you who have played the Pink Lady record, and especially in hot rotation, since it is very difficult with as busy as Paul is to keep track of how many plays you have actually given the record, please send that information to us at Record Report along with a brown paper bag, and Paul will send you the money.
Robert W. Morgan!